This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hi, Jeff. Hope you're well. Just when you examine your season start to finish, you had a terrific start for a couple months. You hit that lull. Just how do you view your season? What went wrong? What went right as a whole when you look at it, having a couple months to reflect?
I don't know. I think for me, like you said, you get a chance to reflect after a couple months. And obviously this is a different situation than normal, but it is the same in the fact that after a couple months, you get some perspective and you have a little bit of a clear picture of everything that went on and sort of can view it with some perspective. So for me, I think, I don't think there's any sort of one or two reasons that sort of things go wrong in any season or one or two reasons why things go right. I think it's a combination of a lot of things. It's almost like a recipe and you're sort of constantly tweaking ingredients, I think. And I think that a lot of things go into it, I think, for me. And you take back what you can from the season and you work on individual skills. I think there's a lot of things I'd like to work on this summer, sort of on ice, sort of situational things. And I'm excited to sort of get to work on those.
Hey, Jeff, John Warrell with the AP here. I hope you're well and your family's well, and thanks for doing this. We just got off the call with Jack, and he said, I'm fed up with losing. The frustrations are evident, were evident in his voice and just the way he spoke. I mean, how much does this team need to hear that message and channel that into a positive going into next year? And even Kyle Okposo said, you know, people have heard this before, but we feel we're going in the right direction. But how much does being fed up with losing need to eat away at this team, maybe for it to get some sand in it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, I don't know. I mean, I think for me, if you like losing, like, first of all, you probably won't get to this level. And second of all, you should probably sort of choose another profession. I think it's not a good feeling when you lose, and it shouldn't be, I think. It should anger guys. It should disappoint guys, frustrate guys. And I think that's a lot of the emotions that a lot of guys have. And it's about sort of channeling that in the right direction, I think, for us. I think going into the offseason, I don't think anyone's satisfied, anyone's happy with where we're at or where we finished. But I think you mentioned sort of Kyle sort of touching on some of the positives. I think there's also room to going into an offseason, you have to try and sort of look at the whole picture and what you'd like to improve and sort of grab on some of those good things and even build on those. So, but obviously I think overall the tone of going into an off season without making the playoffs is always going to be disappointment, frustration, anger. And those things are normal. Those are normal reactions. And now it's up to us to sort of use those to feed the energy to get better.
Hey Jeff, it's good to see you again, even if it is on a screen.
Thanks, you too.
When you look at the season, many, many people say to me, the reason your goals went down is because you didn't play with Jack Eichel. But yet, when we look at it, I think we can agree, and if I'm wrong, tell me, you had a lot of scoring chances this year, a lot of chances to score that did go in. So when you look at it, how do you look at it? You had an injury. Was that part of it? Was part of it not converting chances? Do you feel you got enough chances? Was part of it not playing with Jack?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if, like, I think you touched on a lot of points there, and I think that it's sort of the mentality I take it is that there's a lot of stuff that goes into it, and sort of what percentage of what is kind of up for debate, and it's almost like you'll never know. But I don't know. I mean, I play with Jack a lot, obviously, the year prior, and then it sort of became kind of a story. And he's obviously one of the best players in the league, and he makes players around him better, and that's just what the best players do. So I think if you get an opportunity to play with him, he makes guys better. And for me, I think he's an easy guy to read off, and he controls a lot of the pace of the game, and he takes up a lot of attention on other teams, obviously, which opens up space for guys. So, but I think that definitely, I mean, I don't sort of look at that as the only reason. I think, like, for me, that's just part of being on a team. You're on the team to try and win, and you try and do your best to help out the team winning. And for me, you touched on some of the scoring chances I had. I'd like to have finished on a few more of those, especially at sort of big points in games. I think there was times where we needed a goal, and sort of momentum could have changed in our favor. And those are the moments you want to sort of be a difference maker. And for me, those are the kinds of things that I sort of alluded to in the last one, where I think there's situational things and places I found myself in sort of game situations where I'd like to finish some more of those opportunities. And the summer is sort of an opportunity to kind of work on those kinds of things. I think obviously you want to work on keep getting those opportunities and also maybe even creating more chances, but then I think you want to try and work on your conversion rate too. So there's a lot of stuff that goes into it, but yeah, kind of a long answer to the question. But I think that there's so many things that go into it that it sort of demands more than just a little bit of a one or two sentences, really.
Yeah, Jeff, Adam Benigni, WGRZ in Buffalo. I kind of wanted to follow up with that. You know, seeing you at times this year in the locker room, as you kind of went through all of that, I had seen a level of frustration from you that I hadn't seen before. As you reflect on that, maybe what do you take from it? And I know there's a lot of pressure with the contract and everything else. And how do you, specifically to how you answered Paul's question, how do you try and apply it to improve and improve your numbers next year?
Yeah, I mean, I think frustration is probably a good word. I think disappointment, those are sort of two words that kind of sum up how I feel about the season, sort of as a whole, but also personally. I mean, I think that you can learn a lot, though, in those times. I think for me, even if it's just sort of taking your mindset in those situations and seeing how that frustration affected you in a positive or a negative way, I think that having gone through that experience, it enables you to draw on it in the future. If inevitably, I think any player goes through a slump. But yeah, I think, I mean, in-game situation stuff is it's kind of sort of, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of tedious to talk about, like, where you get the puck in the hash marks and stuff like that. I think there's spots in the ice where you want to try and get to, and you want to capitalize when you get there. And, but then obviously there's sort of the overall element of your total mindset and sort of working through the ups and downs of a season. I think anytime you have a season, you can reflect on sort of how you handle things and sort of move forward in a positive way.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for doing this. Hope the family is doing well. Just when you look back at the trade deadline, you guys were in a position, you were in striking distance, you had a really good shot to really give yourselves an opportunity to make the playoffs. Then you go on the West Coast trip, played close games against some really good teams, but you know, you couldn't get over the hump there. What do you sort of make? I mean, what can you guys learn from an experience like that? And you know, what's going to be the difference for you guys to maybe better handle sort of the ebbs and flows of the season? That seems like that's been the talk, you know, as well as last year when you were here.
Yeah, I mean, I think with some of the young guys, especially, the more times you go through those situations, the more times you play in important games, the better off you're going to be, because I think everything's kind of heightened in those situations. Sort of emotions are heightened. Obviously, the repercussions of losing or winning are even heightened in that sense. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think for us, obviously, we got off to a decent start, and then we had a bit of a lull there that really, I think, put us in a position to make that West Coast trip kind of a challenging trip. Obviously, we're going out there playing some pretty good teams at a time in the year when it's tough to win and it's tough to pick up points. So I think sort of getting to that situation is another story. I think we want to try and be more consistent, obviously, sort of building off a good start. And then once you get into tight games, I think to realize that playing against teams that are in the playoffs and fighting for playoff positions, I think at that time of year, it's the game's a lot tighter. There's a lot less room for error. And the more times you can play in those situations, I think the better off anyone will be. And I think as a group, it's something that you want to try and sort of build off of it, I think, in terms of gaining some experience.
Hi, Jeff. Hope you're doing well, man. Hope everything's going good for you. This season, your shooting percentage was matched a career low, but in your career, you've always been able to rebound from those seasons a lot stronger. What is there anything that you've been able to do in your career that allows you to change that, or is it just something that just happens by chance?
Well, I hope it's a pattern that stays. Obviously, I'd like to get rid of those down years, but I don't know. I mean, I think I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's sort of just how it goes. I think for me, I try and take every summer is sort of you're trying to build off of sort of what you've been doing throughout your career, I think, and whether it's in the gym or on the ice, I think. And then there's little things, I think, when you go through a tough season or a good season, there's little things that you can tweak. And maybe in bad seasons, I think maybe there's more of an opportunity to realize some of those weaknesses or some of the things that during the season maybe didn't seem so obvious, that when you get some perspective, you can kind of isolate them and fix them, I think. And yeah, for me, I think that's kind of my mindset going into every off season, I think. And maybe, I guess, when you have a tough season, there's more to fix, and that allows for more adjustments. So for me, I think, I think just going in the off season and get some perspective, and then also just little details in the game, you can kind of work on those more, I think, and be ready for next year.
Hey, Jeff, hope you're doing well, staying safe. You know, you've kind of alluded to this a little bit earlier, but do you feel like this team is in a better spot now than maybe you were when you got here? Because, you know, the goals slip. Maybe you don't have the personal success this year as you did last year. But from a team standpoint, do you feel like this is going in the right direction, and are you confident in that?
Yeah, I am. I think that when I got here, I think part of sort of the attraction of Buffalo is the young core of guys that they have. And obviously those guys are going to continue to get better. They continue to get stronger, faster, and gain more experience. And I think that every season that those guys play, the more they play in the league, the better they're going to be, I think. And obviously then I think as a group, sort of how you come together is important too, I think. So those kind of in combination with, obviously we're not where we want to be, and you've seen a lot of guys that are frustrated and disappointed, and that's a good thing. And now it's I think it's time, obviously, for everyone to take another step and for us to start reaching those expectations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.